Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The number of new hospital admissions among people suffering with COVID-19 has continued to increase. NPR's Allison Albury reports that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 21,000 people are being admitted each day.
Hospital admissions were up 11% last week, and some models suggest hospitalizations could peak around January 24th. Recent data suggests hospital stays are shorter amid the Omicron surge, but deaths have risen to about 1,800 per day. Emily Landon, an infectious disease doctor at the University of Chicago, says the only monoclonal antibody treatment that works against Omicron is in very short supply.
We're completely out of it and have been for a couple of days, and we don't know when we're getting another shipment at our hospital. And the same is true at many other hospitals.
In addition, the new antiviral pills are also in short supply. Allison Albury, NPR News.
The leader of a Texas synagogue held hostage on Saturday says it was a terrifying experience. In an interview with CBS this morning, Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker says security courses he and his congregation have taken helped them get through the ordeal. From member station KERA in Dallas, Stella Chavez has more.
During the last hour of the standoff, Citron Walker says things weren't looking good. The hostage taker, British national Malik Faisal Akram, wasn't getting what he wanted. Citron Walker says he saw an opportunity.
I made sure that the two gentlemen who were still with me, that they were ready to go. The exit wasn't too far away. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman, and I headed for the door. And all three of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired.
Akram died after law enforcement entered the synagogue. On Sunday, British authorities said they had arrested two teenagers as part of their investigation into the events. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.
Military flights carrying supply kits have arrived in Tonga. Significant damage has been reported there following a massive undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami. Samuela Fanua, who chairs the Tonga Cable Company, says extensive damage to underwater fiber optic cables is hampering communication with the island.
We don't have access to funding as we could have. So laying another cable would probably take some time.
Fanua says a ship has been sent from Papua New Guinea and Samoa to repair damaged communication lines and should arrive in Tonga within the next few days. At least one quake-related death has been confirmed there, and two others have been confirmed in Peru. You're listening to NPR News. U.S. Senate lawmakers are preparing to begin debate on Tuesday on a pair of voting rights bills. Civil rights leaders and others are focusing on Democrats Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The two lawmakers are being singled out because they oppose setting aside the filibuster rule so that the measures can be approved by a simple majority vote. Boise, Idaho is now the latest American city trying to regulate the spread of short-term rentals as a means of addressing its affordable housing crisis. But NPR's Kirk Siegler reports that an ordinance there is on hold after sparking controversy.
Retired teacher Liz Bridges is worried that all the new short-term rentals in her once working-class neighborhood in Boise are gobbling up badly needed long-term housing. She's tracked an influx of new visitors since the pandemic.
I think that Idaho's kind of been neglected for a long time. We've been off of the map. People always think that we're Iowa, thank God, you know. And now suddenly people realize that Idaho is beautiful, and we're catching up.
Boise is following a path taken by other similarly sized cities that have already passed regulations. Boise's limited ordinance would require that short-term rentals be licensed annually by the city, but after a heated debate, leaders here have tabled it, saying more deliberations are needed. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in pre-market trading. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mostly lower, down a fraction in Shanghai. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News. Support.